This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street, or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today. Greetings, I am Barry. This is The Voice Within for another week. Well, this week it's time to catch up with our friend Patricia Coda Robles, I think. We've not had her for a couple of weeks, so here's our first one, which is called Take a Deep Breath.
Hi, Precious Heart. Thank you for joining us for our weekly vlog. After the incredible waves of light that have bathed the earth and all life evolving upon her since the beginning of this year, 2022, the Company of Heaven said that in June, it will be important for humanity to pause and to take time to gently assimilate the quantum shifts that have now taken place within each of us. We are being told that these shifts have not only occurred within humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth at a cellular level, they have affected the whole of creation in very positive ways. Our holy breath is by far the easiest and most powerful way for us to gently assimilate the light of God and the transfiguring effects of the quantum shifts we have just experienced. Every breath we take is a holy breath. However, when we take the time to focus on our breath and to breathe consciously a few times throughout the day, the positive results will be exponentially amplified. Today, the Company of Heaven wants to remind us that during the powerful celestial alignment that occurred during the December solstice in 2020, our Father, Mother, God invested humanity's I Am presences with the ability to permanently elevate our holy breath. We are now breathing higher frequencies of prana and our life force with every single breath we take. The reason our breath is considered a holy breath is because it is our direct connection to our Father, Mother, God, the source of all that is. At our inception, we received our holy breath from our Father, Mother, God. Our breath is literally our gift of life, through which we receive our life force and our prana. When we are born on earth, our physical life begins with our first breath. When we leave the physical plane through the process we refer to as death, our physical life ends with our last breath. Now, because of the awesome elevation that has taken place within every person's holy breath, the Company of Heaven wants us to know that by taking just a few minutes every day to consciously breathe, we will begin to tangibly experience the glorious effects of the monumental influxes of light we have been blessed with so far this year. Our I Am presence is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help us manifest the wonders of the evolutionary quantum ascension process we are now experiencing. These monumental events are being God victoriously accomplished through the unified efforts of heaven and earth. Throughout the month of June, as we breathe consciously and gently assimilate the life-transforming light we have co-created so far this year, our I Am presence will be able to intervene in our lives in new and much more powerful ways. The Company of Heaven has given us a simple example of how to consciously breathe. They have also shared with us how we can easily expand this simple process to make every breath we take throughout our day and night a conscious breath. If we will follow this simple process, breath by breath, our I Am presence will awaken within our heart and mind the profound truth that we are one with our Father, Mother, God, and that all our godparents have is ours. This knowing will assist us in every aspect of our life as we co-create the heart-based patterns of perfection for the new earth. Today, I will describe the simple process of the conscious breath. Then I will guide you through it three times. We begin by affirming, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with my Father, Mother, God. Next, we inhale and exhale three times deeply as we center ourselves in the divinity of our heart flame and focus our full attention on our holy breath. When our three centering breaths are complete, we inhale slowly and deeply through our heart chakra, visualizing our holy breath ascending through our heart flame into our crown chakra. Instantaneously, our holy breath passes through our crown chakra and ascends through the portals of the suns in Mother Earth's lineage into the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. This is the core of creation, where all that is exists. Our holy breath instantly absorbs our Father, Mother, God's infinite light. This is possible because we are one with God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. Now we are ready to exhale. On our out-breath, we magnetize the infinite light of God back through the portals of the suns and into our crown chakra. Our holy breath descends into our heart flame and flows out through our heart chakra to bless all life on earth. As soon as our out-breath is complete, we again in-breathe slowly and deeply, gently repeating this conscious holy breath two more times. Now, I will guide you through this conscious breath three times. I will be stating this simple process out loud, so each breath may take a little longer than is comfortable for some of you. When you do the conscious breathing on your own, you will gently adjust your breath to a comfortable pace as you visualize the process in the silence of your heart flame. Now, begin by affirming, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with my Father, Mother, God. Now, inhale and exhale three times deeply as you center yourself in your heart flame and focus your attention on your holy breath. Now inhale slowly and deeply through your heart chakra, visualizing your holy breath ascending through your heart flame into your crown chakra. Instantaneously, your holy breath passes through your crown chakra and ascends through the portals of the suns in Mother Earth's lineage into the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. This is the core of creation, where all that is exists. Your holy breath instantly absorbs our Father, Mother, God's infinite light. You are one with God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is yours. Now, on your out-breath, you magnetize the infinite light of God back through the portals of the suns and into your crown chakra. Your holy breath descends into your heart flame and flows out through your heart chakra to bless all life on earth. Once again, inhale slowly and deeply through your heart chakra, visualizing your holy breath ascending through your heart flame into your crown chakra. Instantaneously, your holy breath passes through your crown chakra and ascends through the portals of the suns in Mother Earth's lineage into the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. This is the core of creation, where all that is exists. Your holy breath instantly absorbs our Father, Mother, God's infinite light. You are one with God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is yours. Now, on your out-breath, you magnetize the infinite light of God back through the portals of the suns and into your crown chakra. Your holy breath descends into your heart flame and flows out through your heart chakra to bless all life on earth. Once again, inhale slowly and deeply through your heart chakra, visualizing your holy breath ascending through your heart flame into your crown chakra. Instantaneously, your holy breath passes through your crown chakra and ascends through the portals of the suns in Mother Earth's lineage into the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, the core of creation, where all that is exists. Your holy breath instantly absorbs our Father, Mother, God's infinite light. You are one with God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is yours. Now, on your out-breath, you magnetize the infinite light of God back through the portals of the suns and into your crown chakra. Your holy breath descends into your heart flame and flows out through your heart chakra to bless all life on earth. Now relax and breathe normally. In order to maintain this conscious breathing as you go about your day and night, the Company of Heaven said all we have to do is ask our I Am Presence to help us maintain this simple process with every breath we take during the next 24 hours. The beings of light said it will help all of us to develop the habit of conscious breathing much more quickly if we will just take the time to pause now and then throughout our day and deliberately repeat this simple process. Dear one, as you focus on your conscious breathing this month, please be gentle with yourself. Pay close attention to your self-care. God bless you.
There you go, Song for Survival from Mike Oldfield. Now, Patricia's next one. I mean, we've sort of gone towards the end of the month, so we're a bit behind with Patricia. But this one's called Full Moon, Assistance from Archangel Michael.
Hi, Precious Heart. Thank you for joining us for our weekly vlog. Today we are being bathed in the radiance of a powerful full moon. This is the third of the full moon festivals of spring. The first is the Passover and Easter full moon, which takes place in the sun cycle of Aries. The second is the Wesak full moon, which takes place in the sun cycle of Taurus. And the third is the Goodwill Festival of Humanity full moon, which takes place in the sun cycle of Gemini. During the full moon in Gemini, humanity usually receives a special blessing from the company of heaven in appreciation for the light we added to the world during the previous full moons. This year, we are being gifted with unparalleled assistance from Archangel Michael. The company of heaven is assuring us that our conscious breathing and our focus this month on helping humanity to assimilate the resplendent light we have received so far this year have accelerated Mother Earth's ascension process in powerful ways. They want us to know this is true even if outer appearances don't seem to reflect that truth. The beings of light have explained the reason for this seeming paradox time and again in an effort to keep us from getting discouraged and giving up. Today they are reminding us of what they have shared because outer appearances make it look as though things are getting worse, which is not the case. The light of God is increasing on earth daily and hourly. As that light penetrates into the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life, it pushes to the surface every frequency of vibration that conflicts with that light. This includes all of humanity's remaining human miscreations from all time frames and dimensions that are not based in love. It also includes the dark agendas and the painful things still being inflicted on humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth by the self-obsessed and fear-based egos of our recalcitrant sisters and brothers. Our ascension is a wondrous but very complicated process. The only way we can complete our ascension in the light is for our human miscreations to surface so that we can transmute them back into their original perfection with a violet flame. From our perspective in the physical plane, it is impossible to know at any given moment exactly how this surfacing negativity will affect each of us individually or the masses of humanity collectively. Every person is unique, and we are dealing with all kinds of challenges depending on our various life paths. As the negativity surfaces and people are bombarded with all kinds of discordant energy from the mass consciousness of humanity, we respond in a multitude of different ways, depending on our frame of mind at the time, as well as our level of fear or anxiety we may be experiencing. For decades, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have been giving humanity powerful tools to protect us and our loved ones from the onslaught of surfacing negativity as the light of God increases on earth. Archangel Michael and his legions of protection have been instrumental in keeping humanity from being overwhelmed by this surfacing negativity. Now, with the quantum shifts that have taken place throughout the whole of creation this year, The light of God is flowing into the core of purity in every particle and wave of life on earth, more powerfully than ever before. This means, of course, that the negativity is surfacing at an accelerated pace. The good news is that since the quantum shifts have now been assimilated at a cellular level within the earthly bodies of humanity, the way has been cleared for beloved Archangel Michael to upgrade our force fields of protection to a higher level. To initiate this new level of protection for every person on earth, beloved Archangel Michael, with the approval of every person's I Am presence, will direct one of his mighty fifth dimensional archangels of power and protection to enter and remain within the aura of every person on earth. These selfless messengers of God have been trained to sustain and regulate an invincible force field of God's infinite protection that will encapsulate the earthly bodies of every person on earth. This force field of protection is a scintillating circle of fifth dimensional blue and white light. This circle of protection will prevent any of the negativity that is surfacing from the mass consciousness of humanity from entering our space or interfering with our divine plan. This circle of protection will allow all light to easily pass back and forth through it, but it will deflect away from us any of the surfacing negativity that is not part of our own learning experience. This gift from Archangel Michael and his fifth dimensional archangels of power and protection will allow us to truly experience what it means to be in the world, but not of it. On this powerful day, beloved Archangel Michael and his fifth dimensional archangels of power and protection are standing in readiness, awaiting our invitation to gift us with a far more powerful force field of God's infinite protection than we have previously been able to withstand. This force field of light will protect you and me and every person on earth from being bombarded or overwhelmed by the negativity surfacing from humanity's mass consciousness, to be transmuted back into light. If you have the heart called to participate in this opportunity, please join with me now. And we begin. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. What I invoke for myself this sacred and holy day, I invoke on behalf of every person on this planet, in perfect alignment with each one's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Now, in the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I Am, I invoke beloved Archangel Michael and his mighty fifth dimensional archangels of power and protection. Beloved ones, come forth now. Archangel Michael, in deep humility and infinite gratitude, I ask that you station one of your mighty fifth dimensional archangels of power and protection within my aura and the aura of every person on earth. On Archangel Michael's command, the fifth dimensional archangels descend into the atmosphere of Earth and take their strategic positions within every person's aura. As this occurs, the I Am presence of each person lovingly welcomes this selfless messenger of light. Archangel Michael now directs his archangels to encapsulate the person whose aura they have entered in an invincible force field of God's protection. This force field is a scintillating fifth dimensional circle of blue and white light. Archangel Michael now commands each archangel to regulate and sustain this circle of light, thus preventing any negativity that is surfacing from the mass consciousness of humanity from entering the person's space or interfering with his or her divine plan. Beloved Archangel of Power and Protection, welcome into my aura. I gratefully acknowledge in my mind and heart the living reality of your fifth dimensional circle of blue and white light, which from this moment forth will enfold me in an ever-expanding force field of God's invincible protection. And so it is. Precious heart, please acknowledge the assistance you are receiving from your Archangel of Protection every day. Soon you will be very aware of the difference this gift from Archangel Michael is making in your life and the peace you are feeling. God bless you.
So now sit back and relax for a minute. This is Medwin Goodall and Eyes of Heaven. Now, the solstice was last week, so we're a bit behind with this, but this is Patricia's latest one, which is called The June Solstice, A Gift of Gratitude.
Hi, Precious Heart. Thank you for joining us for our weekly vlog. Today is the June solstice. This annual celestial alignment opens a portal of light that creates an opportunity for our Father, Mother, God in the company of heaven to work with the I Am presences of awakening humanity in ways that will assist all of us to empower our divine purpose and reason for being. The company of heaven is revealing that this year, due to the incredible shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness that have taken place within the earthly bodies of humanity in mass during this solstice, every person on earth is receiving a blessing of supreme gratitude from on high. This is a gift demonstrating the deep appreciation the heavenly realms have for each of us and for the sacrifices we have made by selflessly volunteering to serve the light, no matter what adversity may be pitted against us. The beings of light are also extremely grateful for the healing light we have invoked on behalf of the elemental kingdom and Mother Earth. As we bathe in the infinite gratitude of our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven today, the beings of light asked me to share with you a vision that was given to awakening humanity and is now pulsating in the realms of cause, awaiting physical manifestation. I will state this vision in the first person so that we will all experience it personally. Please hear these words through the full power of your attention and your divine intentions. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed. My spine is as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful, and I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day. And for this moment, I go within and place my attention on the divinity of my heart flame. Through all levels of consciousness, I know that gratitude is an expression of light that lifts my heart and opens the floodgates of heaven to assist me in my earthly sojourn. Gratitude transforms my life experiences into frequencies of harmony and balance. Divine gratitude is now flowing through my heart flame in response to the rare gift of life with which humanity has recently been blessed. Gratitude fills my very soul, and I begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. A vision of the new earth appears before me, and I understand more consciously than ever before the monumental moment unfolding on this blessed planet. It is a wondrous time. Great changes are taking place throughout the entire planet Earth. Earth is becoming a haven of exquisite beauty and harmony. Her majestic mountains, daisy-splattered meadows, billowing clouds, golden desert sands, and sky blue waters are beginning to once again reflect their exquisite beauty. Birds are singing, animals and children play. Men and women live, love, and work together in joyous love and acceptance. The sun is shining, and gentle rains kiss the ground with sweet blessings. It is a time of transformation, for unto earth is dawning the age of great illumination. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven, see that all nations of the earth, from east, west, north, and south, are developing emissaries of light. These precious light workers from all nations, religions, races, and creeds are joining together to contemplate, study, research, learn, and explore viable solutions that will improve the quality of life for every evolving life stream on this sweet earth. A new earth does not just happen. It begins within the heart and mind of each person. Our beloved God parents are observing the awakening taking place on earth. They witness peacemakers embracing the combatants of the warring nations in an invincible force field of pure divine love. This force field of divine love is softening the combatants. A new level of reverence for life is awakening within the deepest recesses of their heart flames. New positive ways of solving their differences begin to flow into their conscious minds. They realize that divine reason and practical negotiations are far more effective than arms. The leaders of nations begin seeing, understanding, and talking to each other. They join hearts, minds, souls, and strengths for the benefit of all humanity. The visionaries, the souls who are the architects for the earth's transfiguration, are actively working toward the highest good for all concerned. They hold the immaculate concept for this sweet earth. They do not see the limiting illusions of humanity's miscreations. They peer beyond the veils and mists of doubt and uncertainty and pierce the walls of time. As our Father, Mother, God observe the awakening taking place on earth, they rejoice in the truth that humanity is beginning to remember our oneness with all life. Through humanity's unified efforts, hunger, disease, ignorance, war, and suffering are eliminated. Each person is co-creating a rich and fulfilling life. Greed and the wealth and power of the few is no longer a viable option. A new level of understanding is awakening. The profound truth within every soul that the limitless abundance of God is humanity's divine birthright. A consciousness of right thinking, feeling, speaking, and acting among all people is assuring the fulfillment of the divine plan for Mother Earth and all of her inhabitants. The flame of divinity that blazes within every precious soul is expanding in size and brilliance. people are living in harmony and peace with each other and their planetary home. They are revering all life and honoring the resources of Earth. Now, the majestic angel of renewal and restoration descends into the atmosphere of Earth. With the assistance of this magnificent being of light, the emissaries of light from all over the world travel to every land, touch every nation, bless all people by spreading the word of the dawning age of illumination and the birth of the new heaven and the new earth. Fragrances of the light of truth blossom wherever their footsteps fall. A clarion call sounds, and a mighty trumpet reverberates throughout the universe, calling all great beings of the cosmos to come and see the miracle taking place on Earth. These great ones behold humanity experiencing an awakening into God awareness. This new level of divine consciousness is reflecting in the lives and on their planetary home. The great ones see too the increased glory of the ascension flame blazing brilliantly in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy on Earth. The human race is serving all life joyously, and every thought, word, action, and feeling is consecrated to manifest the immaculate concept of heaven on Earth. The rejoicing is tremendous. The heavens sing with the songs of angels and humanity. Mother Earth has donned her seamless garment of light and reclaimed her rightful place in the universe. She is now a planet of Godhood. Our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, respond. How magnificent you are, beloved sons and daughters. Welcome home. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow this vision and the full momentum of divine gratitude from the heavenly realms to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I consciously breathe my holy breath. And so it is. God bless you, dear heart.
Silence. Well, no, it wasn't really. That was Bliss and Silence Through These Eyes. Now, the next question we have to ask ourselves, what are we going to do from here on? Janine Savient says, it's happening. Can you feel it? Are your inner senses and your eyes showing you the separation of the worlds here now? We are being given the freedom to choose between these two worlds in the most obvious ways now. There can be no denying any longer that this is happening, and our choice needs to be made. We cannot, however, choose the new world and then sit on the fence, dangling our feet in both worlds. The division is too wide for that now. We must commit to our choice. How do we know each world? The old world is found within the mind, and the new world lives within our hearts. One is heavy, based on fear, and has a very negative impact upon us. And the other is light and is based on love and feeds us on a positive vibrational level. One is all about control, where we exist in service to others, and the others is about freedom, where we unite with one another to serve us all. In one we thrive, in the other we struggle. One is a natural world filled with beauty, peace, joy, and creative power. The other is an unnatural world filled with blandness, distraction, detachment, and no power, powerlessness. The new world flows on source energy. The old world is filled with another source altogether. Where do you feel you're most connected? Are you detached from the light and love of your essence and more connected to all that is happening outside of yourself? Or is your inner connection growing and expanding in the lightness of connection with your own and other beautiful hearts on your pathway? You see, it's not too late to change your choice. It's never too late. For every one of us is an internal being, and so we have an eternity to make choices. Right now, though, the request coming through for us all is to make the choice now of which timelines we will go into from on now. Will your choice be to experience heavy or light, control or freedom? A mind-centered world or a heart-centered world? Separation and division, or community, unity, oneness? The world based on falsehood, the foundations built through fear, or a transparent world based on truth and love? The old world and the new world are side by side, but pulling apart now, and the connection is nearly severed, as many have now made their clear choice. There's no wrong choice. There is simply one experience to be had, or the other. One world grew from within the other, as people began to awaken years ago and realise they did not, and have never been, a fit in that old world. My choice is the new world. This is a fit for who I am. I've not ever fitted into the old world, and I'm ready for a life of thriving, a life of absolute peace, abundance in all areas, and love. Yes, we as beings of love will thrive in this beautiful new world. It is our world that we are creating. Will I see you there, beautiful brothers and sisters? Now that was from Janine Savient, but it could have been written by me, it's the same thing. Definitely agree with what she's saying there. One of us by end.
every one of us. I just remember it's like I've been sleeping for years. I'm not awake as I can be, but my seeing's better. I can see my dreams through the quiet. I've been realizing that I bought this ticket and watching on half of the show. But there is scenery and light in the cast of thousands who all know what I know, and it's good. That it's all, it's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart and open up your.
But can we wait for you? Dare we wait for you?
Harry Webb, Sir Cliff Richard, from the soundtrack to the musical Time. Karma is a thing where what goes around comes around. Like, we're waiting for the karma for the person who stole from our shop to come around again. This is Sara Guru, who's been asked a question about karma, and this is his response.
Namaskaram Sadhguru. You said that depending upon how compulsive we are, and as per our karma, we attract certain situations, or life arranges itself accordingly. But for an enlightened being who has no karma, what determines the nature of situation he or she gets into, or the way life pans out? We have seen you face some of the most challenging situations. What is the mechanics behind this?
The question should be about you. So, whoever told you an enlightened being does not have karma? An enlightened being has immense karma, much, much more than others. Yes? Because without karma, if you're at a certain level of energy, without a certain weightage of karma, you cannot remain grounded. This is why 90% of the time, enlightenment and leaving the body happens at the same time. Because if you do not consciously ground yourself with substantial, weighty kind of karma, then you cannot stick to the body. First thing to understand is that karma is not some negative trash. It's only because of karma you are who you are. When we say karma, we're talking about layers and layers of memory which makes you who you are. There is evolutionary memory which makes you a human being. Suppose your body lost its evolutionary memory, well, you may start crawling because you are a human being, not by knowledge, by a huge amount of evolutionary memory invested in every cell in your body, which makes you be human. You have seen when we do certain programs which are connected to getting into or putting our fingers into deep levels of karma like samyama, certain people start crawling, certain people start doing things. This is simply because we are sinking certain things deep inside, it's touching their evolutionary karma and things are happening. Well, there is an immense amount of karma, starting from the evolutionary or even before, the elemental karma is there, we will not go into it, it's too complex. But you understand the evolutionary karma. Let's say, see right now the frogs are happy in the evening for whatever reasons, they're doing quack, quack, quack. I don't know who found the connection about kissing the frog and turning them into human beings. all those things, but suppose you lost your evolutionary karma and somewhere around amphibious life, somewhere around a frog, you stopped. After that, what memory you had is gone. Suddenly, you may be a princess, but you will turn into a frog. Yes? Because it's this memory which is so invested in every cell in your body, which gives you a human form and a sense of being human being. So who you are, essentially, the shape and form of you is just karma, because it's memory. Like this, there are many levels of it, I will not go into all of it. Now, there is a genetic karma. Because of that, you have a particular kind of nose, a particular kind of, you know, a skin, particular behavioral aspects, certain amount of capabilities and incapabilities, genetic karma is there. After that, your own stuff is there, articulate, inarticulate, and now conscious karma. Now, karma is not a negative thing if you know how to use it. But if you do not become conscious enough to use it, then it runs like a software. Let us say there is a software on the computer you use or the phone that you use, I think computers are gone. Only a few people seem to be using computers, everybody is only this. So, phone is a computer in a way. So, whatever software that is on it, well, whatever work you're doing, let's say every 11 seconds, I'm choosing that number intentionally, every 11 seconds you should do boom, boom, doom. Every 11 seconds is good, boom, boom, doom. Believe me, after a few months, you yourself will start doing every 11 seconds, boom, boom, doom. Yes, you will. But the software is only in the phone. But if it keeps on doing it every day, see right now the chant is going on around the ashram, some of you, why is it going on all the time? But slowly, unknowingly, yoga, yoga.
That's how it is.
We are programming you towards liberation. Many people and you yourself may be programming yourself to bond age. Because a whole lot of people are always trying to build bonds with something or the other, because they think only by tying themselves to something or somebody, they will feel safe. If you have a bond with age, it becomes bondage. No, I'm just playing with you. But all bonds, unconsciously developed and unconsciously it exists with you, become bondages. Well, bonds are like, you know, a sailor we'll throw an anchor in a place so that there, in case there is a small storm, the boat doesn't go away somewhere, so you put an anchor. It's a very good thing if you want to be safe in one place. But you are in a damn boat because you want to sail. So if you keep on putting 5, 10 anchors, obviously you will be safe, but you will never sail. So you have to make up your mind, you want to sail or you want to be safe. So, oh, you have seen me go through all kinds of situations, all kinds. I don't know who's asking this question, how does he know what all I go through? Too many things, all kinds of rubbish. Lots of wonderful things also, lots of absolutely wonderful things. But lots of trash also comes my way. Well, what's his name? That's his real name? Nishant? Shashank. So no, Shashank has been very closely around me to see all the nonsense that comes my way. Anyway, if Shashank is well informed because he has access to somebody around me, or he's just reading it in the news, all the nonsense. Unfortunately, in the news, only the nonsense they're reporting. All the wonderful things that happens to me, they don't usually report. That's their karma. So, lots of absolutely wonderful things every day being thrown at me. If nobody throws anything anywhere, I sit very wonderful wherever I am. But some trash also comes my way. Well, the trash is coming not simply because when you have nothing to lose and nothing to gain, you can do whatever you want. Either you can go sit in a mountain cave, simply blissed out, or you can get active in the world, you can do many things. You can be somewhat active, somewhat withdrawn, or all out active, depends. What's your choice? My choice has been shaped by the needs in the world, not by my whim. Till I consecrated Dhyanalinga, there was only one intent. Because I'm somebody's slave, I don't want to tell you all those terrible things which have been beautiful to me. A man who doesn't even want to touch me with his foot, he touches me with a stick, I served that man for 3 lifetimes. So, that's a terrible story, but with fantastic results, because I'm result-oriented, I value the result, I don't resent the touch with the stick. Many of you have these issues, that's why I'm telling you. Sadhguru didn't even look my way, he doesn't. So, because my activity since Dhyanalinga, till then I was not bothered about anything else, just one thing. I thought that's it and with that I will even end. Because I had not created an intent in my mind as what I will do beyond that. So things collapse, things happen, whatever, that's all history now, every one of you know it probably. When the body began to collapse very badly, when my basic structure got very badly damaged and became almost like a, what to say, little crippled, then it became like a challenge, let's see if we can get back. And there were also some absolutely wonderful and dedicated people around me who are willing to give their life if necessary. So for their sake and also as a challenge, if we can really build back the system, we took up certain things and started working, which is another kind of karma. Well, those of you who have seen me since 99, that is 1999, because a whole lot of millennials who do not know there was a 20th century, you know. So in the year 1999, if you had seen me, and today you're seeing me, well, in terms of physical well-being, I'm leaps and bounds ahead of what I was 20 years ago. In 20 years, decline should have happened, but in 20 years, I'm way better than what I was. It's clearly visible in every way. So, once we successfully built back the system, then the question was, okay, what the hell do we do? My long-term dream, you know, that I will ride away across the world, not a care in the world, simply full tank, open road, gone. That was the dream of that time. Even if my stomach was empty, it didn't matter. Motorcycle tank was full, road was empty. This virus time, this lockdown time, should be really nice to ride. Almost every road is like a racetrack, but I'm not allowed to ride, so. That dream I thought, shall I revive? But all the people around me, without them, I wouldn't have had the intent to go through that enormous striving that it took of almost 3 years or 3.5 years to build back the system. I wouldn't have had the intent without all these people looking hopefully at me. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't have had the intent to build it back. So then naturally got involved with people, their spiritual process. Then when you went to teach spiritual process, then you saw people are hungry, somebody is sick, nothing happening for them. So we got involved in the social process, then we saw even if somebody is just about getting enlightened, there is not even a tree in the village. So we started planting trees to a point where people are calling me tree planter. So all this karma. But what do you think? Look at me and tell me, you think this karma is taking a toll on me? Sometimes I might not have slept well, I may look little, but does it look like it's taking a toll on me? Because I want you to understand, all of you, get this straight. The simplest way to deal with all the humongous mountains of karma that you may have, because if you have a Himalayan-sized karmic background, it's very good. That means you have a complex structure. But if this complex structure tortures you and you will use your torture to torture everybody else around you, then it's a disaster. But if you use this complexity, because complexity is needed to come out with very significant solutions, if you have no complexity, usually you're called a simple fellow in England. In India, we call them simpleton. People will have compassion for you, but no passion for you. Yes, that's a sad way to live. So now, if you want to deal with your karma, the simplest thing is, you sit here, absolute dispassion for this one, total passion for everything else. This is all. Right now the problem is people have enormous passion for their life, but they have dispassion for other people's well-being and suffering and whatever is happening. This is why right now the world is saluting the doctors and nurses who's sticking their life out there to work for somebody because they're showing passion for other lives and dispassion for themselves. This is a sure way of release. So this is all you have to do. You must reverse the equation. Too much passion for yourself, no passion for others, no. Absolute passion for every life around you, total dispassion towards yourself. You don't worry about all this karmic nonsense. You are gone. You are free from this rubbish.
I'm Barry, spreading the voice within. Kaki te, shalom, namaste, masalam. May your God go with you.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.